Who am I if I'm not that? A pattern arises in you. For example, complaining, needing to be right, whatever the pattern is, and you see it. You look at it. Before, you thought you were that pattern. You didn't know it was a pattern. It was the problematic me. Now you see it as a pattern. It loses its sense of self. And you are the space within which that is seen. You are that which sees it. The awareness that sees the patterns. So the story continues of me until it comes to an end, which it does, sooner or later. But while it continues, yes, it's still there. My past is still there. And yet, you even honor it, but you are not seeking yourself in it anymore. This is the form as which you appeared or continue to appear for a little while in this world of form. And yet you know yourself to be the consciousness that underlies all forms, as that which sees, the aware presence. As you sit here, you listen to the words, you are that which listens. Not what you're listening to, the listening. You are the listener or the listening. When you see, you are not that which you see. You are the seeing, that which sees, not that which is seen. And that means self-realization, beyond the little self that was conditioned. And even when you think, you are not looking for yourself in the thoughts, identified with each little thought. You are that in which thinking happens, the space in which it happens. And that's a wonderful freedom, ultimately. Freedom from form, freedom from the world, because the world is the world of forms. And every form has a limited lifespan. It's amazing how quickly forms go. Everything in your life, every experience, every situation, it's here one day, and the next day it's gone. Even this morning, breakfast somewhere, where is that now? It's disappeared, the experience is already gone. You arrived here, you were looking forward to coming here, now you're here, but you're on the express train of time which operates on the surface of things, not in the depths of consciousness. But on the surface of things, in the world of form, time seems to be the dominant force, and it seems that you can't get out of that express train. It pulls you along. And now you're sitting here, and before you know it, the conference is past. It's gone. Oh, that was nice. We had a nice session. You can hang on then to a thought form, and even that, eventually forget about the conference. And then you have a photo, that was the conference. And then the photo fades, and then you can't, what was that? Are there a few forms here? They must be people, but I can't.